And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. And we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday, May 14th, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Hello, Melody. You made it to Friday again.
It is Friday again. How about that?
It'll be Monday tomorrow. That's how fast it goes.
Oh, it is. And I'll be saying it's Friday again.
Hope you have a good day.
I'll tell you what. But, hey, if we have a Friday like we've had today with gold being up $16.20, they can come by real fast all the time. I don't care. $1,843 for gold, up $16.20. Silver was up 32 cents at $27.51. Platinum was up 19 at 1,230. And palladium was up 27 at 2,951. USDX today, of course, was lower, 0.39 at 90.32. Crude oil was up a buck and a half at 65.34. But the paper markets, they just shrug everything off, and the Dow was up 360 points, 34,382. The S&P was up 61, 4,173. The NASDAQ, that was up 2.3%, 304, 13,429. It was all the rebounding of the big tech stocks, and they still post a weekly loss, so heading into the Friday with good news. The bond market, let's see what the 10-year yield did. Okay, where is my 10-year yield?
Well, you're fine.
Somewhere.
That, I will mention this.
Here it is.
How long did silver struggle at 13, 14 bucks? How long did it take him to get over the hump? Now they're up 27, almost $28. But
yes.
How long did it hang in there? Everybody, well, it's going to stall out there. No, it does fluctuate, but it goes up a step at a time. And look at it now. It's doubled.
Absolutely. The 10-year yield is 1.63%. Europe overnight was all positive. Asia was all positive. The world is a happy place because of the stock market. So, what do you say about that?
The stock market.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just reading these headlines wrong, Butch. You know,
well,
maybe
the stock market has vaccination. Nothing's bothering it.
There you go.
But you know, it is. It is what it is. I mean, we watched this for a long time. You watched longer than I have. But in the last year, actually, the market has just seemed like nothing. I mean, I do believe they could drop a bomb, and a atomic bomb somewhere, and the market would just shrug it off and go on. It's just amazing. It is amazing. Nothing seems to upset it anymore.
Oh, I know. But so, it is, that's the world we live in, you know, with the media being able to market
manipulate
things.
Manipulate people, yes.
Yep, absolutely.
Couple down to. Hey, you want to start on the lighter side today before we get into seeing things really seriously?
Yes, we will.
Let's do that. These are short observations on getting older. Now, I know that's not you, but we'll talk about me now, okay?
Absolutely.
I'm on two diets. I wasn't getting enough food on one. I like that. A cold seat in the public restroom is unpleasant. A warm seat in public restroom is worse. After RSVPing to a wedding invitation, maybe next time isn't the correct response. This next one I like. Don't irritate old people. The older we get, the less life in prison is a deterrent.
What was that?
The older we get, the less life in prison is a deterrent.
Oh. True. Very true.
Have you ever listened to someone for a minute and thought their cornbread isn't done in the middle? I don't really mind getting older, but my body is taking it badly. Do you ever get up in the morning, look in the mirror and think, that can't be accurate? Oh my, yeah, I do. As I watch this new generation try to rewrite our history, one thing I'm sure of, it will be misspelled and have no punctuation. I told my wife I wanted to be cremated. She made me an appointment for Tuesday.
So. All right. You're done?
No, not quite.
Oh, my wife, no, more?
More. My wife asked me to take her to one of those restaurants. I got two or three more. You'll survive. My wife asked me to take her to one of those restaurants where they make food right in front of you. I took her to Subway. That's when the fight started. Me, sobbing my heart out. I can't see you anymore. I'm not going to let you hurt me again. Gym trainer. It was one setup. You just did one setup. Boy, I know that feeling. Picked up a hitchhiker. He asked me if I wasn't afraid he might be a serial killer. I told him the odds of two serial killers being in the same car was extremely unlikely. Oh, come on, Mel.
Now are we done?
One more.
You got to end on that one.
I went line dancing last night. Okay, is a roadside sobriety test. Same thing. Okay, I'm done. You're a tough 40s today, I tell you what.
That was a year's worth of bad jokes.
I liked them. It just corny up and funny. Of course, I like Laurel Hardy, too. Remember them?
I do. Well, I like Laurel
Hardy. I like him. But whenever you're ready, we'll move on. I just want to share those things. Maybe somebody got a giggle out of them. You didn't get much, but maybe somebody did.
I hope so. They probably got more of a giggle out of us than those jokes.
But. Probably. But folks, be sure and email and tell Melody you love the jokes, okay? Be sure and do that.
No. Don't get them started. You'll do it again and again.
Oh, gracious.
Oh, my. Well, the big news again, and with gold rising, and we continue to see the dollar retreat a little bit. And so, again, we saw the dollar index was down 0.3% against its rivals. And, everybody thinks that the Fed's not going to throw the economic recovery off course by raising rates, that there's just too much risk involved to start either aggressive tapering or raising rates. So, yeah, they know this. I mean, we got too many issues going on around the world, and we got our own problems here in this country, what's going on in Brazil and India, you know, Israel, I mean, you name it. You know, we pull our troops out of Afghanistan. There was major bombings there. Killed, what, I think like 50 people, and a lot of them were high school kids, girls. Bomb went off at a... So, I mean, it's just... Butch, one thing I can say was like when President Trump was in office, you actually did feel like someone was in charge. Didn't matter whether you liked him or not. It did, but you felt like someone was in charge. This administration, I feel like there's no one in charge. Everybody's just doing what they want to do. Even the Republicans. I mean, there isn't anything. Nothing makes sense. There's nobody doing anything.
Well, they're fussing back and forth to each other, and like
they're
kindergarten
not even doing
students.
That much, but not on any particular.
No, they're not. It's almost like everybody just took a vacation. I wish you would have, but they did. You know, but as far as getting something done, we're going to discuss in a minute. That's part of the Great Reset. There's a reason for all this. There really is, and I'm just being to figure a lot of it out. We'll share that more of that just in a few minutes, though. But that is part of the Great Reset. It truly, truly is. And public default on the budget and a whole lot more beyond that. So, whenever you're ready to move on, I got a couple of good news articles here. I think you enjoy.
Okay.
Arizona governor signs law designating gun stores as essential firms. I like that. They won't close down next time for another COVID attack. So I thought it was a good move. And Florida residents prosecuted for not wearing COVID face masks will be pardoned by Governor DeSantis. I do believe he is lining up for president. He's made some really good common sense moves here lately, and the people seem to love it that way.
Well, my question is, why is he pardoning? I mean, why were those people then ticketed?
Wasn't he
behind the ticketing? So now he's going to pardon those that he was behind the ticketing?
I don't know that he was I don't know that for sure. I'm sure it probably had to be some kind of proclamation. But it says Governor Ron DeSantis will pardon all Floridians that have been prosecuted for failing to wear a face mask covering or social distance, he announced last night. Said Mike Carnival, a plantation, was first busted by cops last July for allegedly not requiring people to wear masks in the gym. He was arrested another two times along with his wife, Jillian. Governor DeSantis told Laura Ingraham that he will be signing a reprieve order under constitutional authority. He said when our clemency board meets in the coming weeks, we'll issue pardons not only for Mike and Jillian, but for any Floridian that may have outstanding infractions for things like masks and social distancing. The fact is, it's not even right to be wearing masks when you're exercising. So he's right on that. So, I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I mean, obviously, he had to have somebody in authority announce that they had to wear a mask in the first place.
Well, sure.
Maybe he repented. You know, maybe saw the light, so to speak.
Well, I'm just saying, let's not forget about how how they got fined in the first place, because it had to come down from the top.
I totally agree with that. I mean, that's where
typical politician. Let's not forget that typical politician.
Well, if he runs for president, that pretty much proves it. I don't want to say. I mean, I do believe, from what I'm seeing out of him, he's making a lot of people happy with what he is doing. So, I don't know.
Well, that's how you win elections.
It is. It truly is.
Doesn't matter how you follow through. But that's how you win elections. Promise, promise, promise.
But, you know, we're getting
ready to discuss. And I like DeSantis. Don't get me wrong.
I like some of his policies very much.
Politicians are politicians. And they've been around, you know, all the ones that, you know, we liked or the ones that I've liked in the past and so forth. You think that they're, you know, well, you know what? They're going to do something. And what do? They do nothing.
It's the same thing Trump did.
It's the same thing. So,
same thing Trump did. Trump got in the office with all kinds of promises. We still don't have a wall built, do we? So, anyway. I will say this, and we're going to cover this just a few minutes, if you don't mind me taking a few minutes to do this. I've been a preacher for over 40 years, Melody, and I like to think I study scriptures, and I know some about it. And I do study history. I enjoy studying history because I learn from history, and you can learn from history what not to do in the future and what to do in the future sometimes. But when you look at history and see how man messed up in the past, and then you follow up to the day and get into current events and line up with Scripture, you can see where you are in time. You can see a plan, if you will, coming out. Anyway, you can call it a conspiracy if you want to. The Bible calls it a conspiracy. That's in the book, folks. But there's a plan. It has been since the garden when Satan wanted to take over man and the earth one more time and become the god of this world. And he has become that, by the way, folks. He's a god of this world. And now you can see a plan moving in, I think, in the final stages of the takeover of satanic captivity in the world, not just in America, but in the world. We've got to understand that nothing happens by accident. Things are planned in the past by men that they're so far back in the history we've forgotten who they are. Clear back in 1787 when they rewrote the Constitution and made us into corporations and not into a republic. And, of course, under the Rockefellers and under Roosevelt and many others who brought forth this whole idea of how to control the people economically and to control them in every way, other way possible. But it takes time. So you can say, in a sense, that the Great Reset started a long time ago. We're just seeing it. It's like, Melody, it's like watching somebody, it's a sad comparison, but watch somebody with cancer who's dying of cancer. The first few months, they seem like they're doing just fine. But as the disease progresses, you see them deteriorate faster and faster. That's what we're seeing in our society and in the world. A deteriorating world and a foundation that once held the world together, the common sense and morals of all peoples, actually, are starting to be taken away and destroyed, the foundation of being destroyed. So the Great Reset, it isn't really something that's just going to boom, here it is overnight. No, it's taking a long time. But the final stages, I do believe, are in place. It's not just economic, although it's a huge part of it. I mean, Alex Jones got a call yesterday in his program. The engineer who worked for the pipeline said this was a 100% engineered collapse. This was nothing to do with a bribe. This was the engineered collapse to get the price of the gasoline up. Well, as you mentioned yesterday, the price of gasoline in Virginia was $6.99 a gallon. So it got the price up. Will it stay that high? I don't know. Of course not. But it'll never go back down to where it was, I don't think, ever again. But that's the Great Reset economically has brought the nation to their knees. COVID was planned, actually, and finalized in Davos, Switzerland, in January of last year. They decided to move forward with this plan to destroy the economies of the world. Not just America, folks, but the world. So the Great Reset started big time with the reset of the economic situations of other countries in the world. Please understand that. The infrastructure in our nation, and I'm sure around the world, infrastructure is deteriorating very quickly. And, of course, the moral demise, the moral destruction of the people's ideas that once used to be common sense ideas are taken out. And they've created fear, great fear, increased fear manyfold with the COVID hoax, I guess you say, the buildup of it, of the rampant buildup of it to scare people back into their cages and to cause businesses to shut down and cause people that knew better than that try to shut down and try to stay open to be persecuted and prosecuted by those who are afraid. It brought in almost like a Gestapo police state to control those who say we're not going to shut down, we're not going to close the businesses, we can't afford to, you can't tell us we have to starve our families to stop a virus that wasn't even as deadly as a flu in the past. So all these things are part of a great reset. We're talking about, in Israel. In Israel and Palestine and Gaza right now are in, really, literally, they're at war now. You know that, I guess. I mean, what can you call it? They're shooting rockets back and forth, bombing. I mean, that's pretty much war, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
I mean, what else would you call that? It's not a firefight. They're not just shooting rifles across the board. They're shooting tanks and rockets and bombs. But Zechariah chapter 12, verse 3, you'll read in your Bible, folks, that this is prophesied. And it's break time.
Yes, it is. And we'll continue when we come back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I think I've already said that. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul.
I did too. I thought it was my name. I'd get a little worried.
Don't do
that, Melody.
I'm still thinking of those jokes in the beginning. No.
Anyway,
you're listening to Financial Survival. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. Sometimes you just can't think about being on the program and talking and reading something at the same time. It just doesn't work sometimes.
You can't multitask. Understand that.
I can multitask. I just can't read something and talk.
Okay.
About something else. Anyway.
Oh, whatever. It works okay. You did just fine. You just paused for a second. Got me a little concerned, but you come through okay.
All right.
But folks, we're sharing this right now because this is really a serious discussion. We laugh a lot, but this is very, very serious. If you're planning on preparing for your future to try to preserve something for your family, I would urge you with everything in me, don't delay another day. This is not going to turn around. I don't want to scare you. This is not the point of this, but being a pastor and a preacher and understanding some of the prophecies, I can tell you right now, this is not going to turn around. There's another virus in the works right now from what information I've got coming in from good sources, and it's going to be another scare tactic. Please, they're not going to let up. They're not going to say, oh, this is all better now. Go back to work. Everybody just go out and do your thing. And no, we're going back to normal like it was back in 2019. No, it's not going to happen. That's gone. The reset started. The reset's in full swing. And we're in the last stages of it. As I said in Zechariah chapter 12, read it for yourself. He said, I'll make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for every nation. In other words, it'll be the center of conflict for all the whole world. And it is, and it has been, especially since 1948, Israel becoming an illegal nation with the UN. So all these things are coming together, just as is prophesied. I mean, we're seeing the war in Israel between Israel and I'm sure it's going to be involved with the nation besides the Palestine. It's going to be soon going to have Iran involved in everybody else. We're going to see this escalate, and it's from what I can understand, this is where World War III could be starting. So I'm saying this out of total concern for you. If you're going to do something, prepare for something, don't wait much longer. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm not that kind of prophet. I wouldn't say that at all. But I can take the past and the Bible and current events and say what's coming now because it's all coming together. It's fulfilling prophecy at a breakneck speed. Melody Seastrom has been on the radio for years showing you more and more proof of economic situations. And even beyond that, she goes far beyond that. She covers a lot of different areas, a lot of different situations that you need to pay attention to because she has your best interest in heart to help you prepare, at least economically, get this put together. You know, another article says, consumer sentiment in U.S. declines as inflation fears mount. And even though it's temporary, I hope, gas being $6.99 in Virginia, I would call that inflation. Gas raised 16 cents here yesterday where I live. I mean, and whatever the reason was, whether that was intentional, what it was, I have no idea. But believe me, this is not going to turn around. I listened to another talk show today, Melody, from Canada, where a lot of our lumber comes from, who says that they're actually burning some of the lumber supplies to get the price where they want it. Now, I'm not making this up. This is all for sure for happening. And I could tell you the guy's name, but I won't do it now, but I'll be having him on my broadcast sometime in the next few weeks. But U.S. consumer sentiment slumped in early May as Americans grew increasingly concerned about rising prices. And you got to understand that. if gasoline, where you live, went to $6.99 a gallon, how much traveling would you do? We had a friend went down to Virginia for vacation toward the beach, and almost couldn't find a gas station with gas in it. They'd be getting gasoline, but ran out of gasoline. This is not something that's going to all of a sudden overnight go back to normal. It isn't going to be that way. Your finances, and I'm talking about finances now, are going to be under a constant bombardment until a dollar will be basically worth nothing. Sorry, worth nothing, but we use it in exchanges for something. But the inflation is going to eat up what's left of the dollar. And Melody, correct me if I'm wrong, but hadn't the dollar lost something like 97% since 1971 when it took up gold standard?
That's what they say.
90-some percent. Let's just say 90%. I think it's higher than that. But let's say there was 10% left this year. Well, if inflation goes up 4.6% this year, would that make it worth 6 cents less? Worth about 6 cents? Is that right figuring, Melody? I mean, if it went down another 4%, that'd be 6 cents, right?
Right.
So how many years of that will be before the dollar basically is going to be like what the mark was in Germany? I mean, wheelbarrows full, we're not even buy a loaf of bread. And we keep talking about Venezuela, where you taking they had what $1 million notes. Zimbabwe did too. But they meant nothing. They just paper with numbers on them. But they didn't buy anything. That's why you need solid assets. Any comments on that, Melody?
No, I mean, you know, I mean, I agree with you, and I think we said this too. I mean, we have been in this unwinding of it's all by design, and
yes.
You know, it's many people were fooled in thinking that, you know, it's just prosperity. This is the way everything's supposed to work. This is an evolution of a nation. It's this, it's that, and even if it was an evolution of a nation, there are elite. There are. Whatever you want to categorize them as, who do control things. This world doesn't run randomly with politicians in the lead and so forth. There is a select group that do control, and that is a goal, and it's been a very long time coming. They're very patient.
They truly are. They truly are.
But they know where they're going, and they know how to do it. And little by little, they get everybody, little by little, they bring new entities, new countries, new nations on board, and to control it to here we are today. I know many times, Butch, over the years, over 26 years, we say 25, it's actually 26. Time does go by. 26 years, there's been times where it's like, are you kidding me? They're able to do this. They're creating these programs, the bailouts, going back to the mid-90s, late 80s. There's been times where we scratch our heads and say, how can they possibly do this? This time is no different, but multiply that by 100 from those
Absolutely.
Other times. So, I mean, what's next? You can probably write the future.
Well, if you read the scriptures and understand, you certainly get the right direction of them, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And
but you could probably figure out what are they going to do next.
Yes, you can. That's the whole idea of the scriptures. Yes, you can take current events in history and find out where we are.
Yep.
And who would have thought, though, that an unseen virus, if you can give it that much credit, an unseen virus would shut down the world's economy, Melody. The world's economy was shut down and planned back in Davos, Switzerland, in January 2020. They got together, decided what they're going to do, and they brought this out. They come out of Wuhan just a couple of days after that and started there and was spread across the world. We're going to change the world's economy, get people in our grips even more financially. Take the last vestige of free enterprise, say the United States, and get people used to the idea of socialism. Have they not done that pretty well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? The big surprise wasn't the pandemic. I mean, Butch, we've talked about pandemics, years. Years. But I think we also thought that even though we talked about it, and we talked about the various ways that it would be executed and where it would come from. Heck, I remember Katrina, all the bio thing. I mean, we're just waiting for the next pandemic, you know, some sort of a pandemic. I mean, you're looking at, you know, Ebola. I mean, it's been here to the States. We're expecting, you know, but yet in the back of the mind, you just kind of think it's not going to happen.
You hope it doesn't.
You hope it doesn't. Yes. And you don't think but it's even beyond hope, I think. You talk about it and you can see it happening, but it's hard to fathom that there's such evil people in this world. As much as we talk about what evil is, it's still hard to imagine.
It is.
That people do this to people.
But you have to remember who their God is.
I know that.
Pure evil, of course.
Pure evil.
But it is, you're right. We talk about it. I remember listening to preacher talk about this coming up. Maybe Booth said one time because of what was it back then? Some kind of flu bug. He may have shut down cities. And Booth said that back in around 2005, somewhere in that area. I remember preacher talking about that. Well, 16 years later or 15 years later, they did shut down the whole world because of a bug. So they talked about it. I guess it broke into a little bit of the time, but now they did it. But what really made me, Melody, is how well it worked in controlling the people. Overall, at least 80% of the people said, yes, we'll follow the rules. 80% of them said it. 20% of them didn't. Thank God for the few that didn't. But I'd say at least 80% of the people in the world have followed the rules. Now, they're getting mad now, finally, and getting their eyes open. But they fell right in line. They did not shut their businesses, went home. And jobs are going, and then now that jobs are coming back, they can't even find workers. That's what happened. The masses gave in to the fear. These people always control by fear. The Great Depression was no different. It was a planned scenario to happen back in the 1920s. It worked just fine. It brought in socialism into this country big time under Roosevelt. Took away the gold standard with Roosevelt. Brought in all kinds of things with Roosevelt. Through fear. People, this is for real. It really is. And now that the stimulus money melody is starting to disappear, the retail sales were flat in April as stimulus spending waned. You know, back in February and March, everybody got their $1,400 checks and went out and spent them, and now they're out of money. And they're not spending as much. They can't because they don't have the money anymore. And when this unemployment runs out in September, what's going to happen then? And will they give another stimulus to keep the economy moving for a little while longer? It's been discussed. So will we take more socialism and so-called free money to make things look good a little while longer before the whole thing collapses? They've done it for years. You know that better than I do. How long have they juggled the books? Long as you and I have been alive, but you've been on the radio several years now. You watched him work miracles with their schemes, have you not? And keep it moving so everybody think their things are just fine. Mm-hmm. And they've done that over and over again. So you have to give them credit for ingenuity, for patience. But the reset, folks, started a long time ago. It's just escalating now to the point we can see it actually happen at a breakneck speed. And I don't see it slowing down ever again. I would like to think we go back to somewhat normal again like it was last year, 2 years ago, whatever, 3 years ago, even further back. But it ain't going to happen. It just isn't going to happen. Go ahead, Melody.
Well, you know, you talk about the retail and that they're running out of money. And we've talked about this information, I don't know how many times, because there's always something that comes out. How many Americans can't afford an emergency expense?
Yeah.
And yet everything is all good. They don't even have to work, but they can't afford an emergency expense. And now they want the employers to address this problem. And it's like, you know, I don't know. You know, it is difficult to put money away for retirement. You have to be disciplined. And lots of times, even if some people do put things away, sometimes they have to dip into the money that they have tried to set aside for retirement. Now you have lawmakers that are discussing an idea that could help workers avoid that by enabling employers to offer emergency savings plans.
Wow. How would that work?
Programs would work similarly to retirement savings programs many employers already offer, like your 401s, allowing employees to save for unforeseen events alongside the long-term funds dedicated to their later years. So you're going to give your money to your employer so he can have your funds until you retire. Okay. The idea, and that's why so many of the 401s and the retirement plans are so underfunded. How's that work?
Well, if they go out of business and go bankrupt, how's that going to work anyway?
Yeah. Now, this idea surfaced at a recent Senate hearing on retirement security. The discussion painted a grim picture of where some Americans are with regard to retirement preparation. Senator Patty Murray out of Washington says we were facing a retirement crisis before COVID. But as with so many other things, this pandemic has just poured gasoline on the fire. If we're going to rebuild our country stronger and fairer, we have to address the reality that for far too long, the ways we help families plan for the future has been stuck in the past. Well, you know, and again, so here you are with the Democrats who want these corporations. And I'm not saying these corporations don't let anything trickle down. They don't. They should. But they don't. That's the reality. That's the fact. But you don't force employers. How about reducing taxes? How about worrying about the federal government's budget before you start worrying about the people's budget and trying to make employers create a program that really benefits everybody else but the person? There's no privacy. It's more control.
That's it.
Jeez, it just irritates me. So, yes. Start saving. 40% of Americans would have difficulties covering a $400 expense. This is from a 2018 Federal Reserve report. That's what we were talking about for the past couple of years. $400 expense. What's changed since 2018? From Bankrate.com, there's a more recent survey released in January reported that fewer than 4 in 10 people could pay for a $1,000 expense out of savings. What happened to all of those stimulus checks that went out? We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. I'm Melody Cederstrom. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. We're in the last leg of the program for Friday, May 14th, 2021. And, of course, we were talking about difficulties and new programs that government wants to create for you in that rant.
You can always trust them.
They're here to help.
You can always trust them.
Absolutely.
This next article, I think, is something that I've had something to think about. OSHA tells employers that they may have to stand good for any adverse reactions if they require their employees to get a COVID shot. OSHA said, and I'll share it in just a minute. So, are employees doing, are they really concerned about COVID? Or are they just doing it because they're trying to cover their own butt when it comes to the insurances? Well, OSHA is now saying, if you do require it, you may end up getting fined anyway, sued anyway, because you make somebody sick, they're going to sue you. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration is informing employers that it's possible they could be held liable for any adverse reactions if they mandate employees take COVID-19 vaccines as a condition of their employment. This is from LifeSite News. Employees may be liable for any adverse reaction from mandating coronavirus shots. OSHA released its new guidance on April 20th under a frequently asked questions section of its website having to do with COVID-19 safety compliance. The question asks whether an employer who mandates employees receive their experimental, now folks, that's a key word. They cannot mandate an experimental vaccine. That's totally illegal. But anyway, receive these experimental COVID-19 shots is required to record any adverse events as a result of these injections. Such recording requirements of serious work-related injuries and illnesses may not only leave an employer vulnerable for a workers' compensation claim, but such instances could also impact the employer's safety record. The question answer in full is this. If I require my employees to take the COVID-19 vaccine as a condition of their employment, are adverse reactions to the vaccine recordable? If you require, this is the answer. If you require your employees to be vaccinated as a condition of employment, i.e., work-related reasons, then any adverse reaction to COVID-19 vaccine is work-related. The adverse reaction is recordable if it is a new case under 29 CFR 1904-6 and meets one or more of the general recording criteria. So, if they make you take a shot and you get sick, they'll may have to pay unemployment or compensation to you and probably be under a lawsuit also, because it is against the law to force someone to take an experimental vaccine. Even now, as a matter of fact, the CDC now mentioned that maybe colleges should not require students to take a shot. This is all happening right now. Again, the reset is underway, and people are starting to wake up to some degree, but we're seeing a push still going on in about every direction possible to get the people under some kind of control. So, I don't know, but you know, think that you're going to require somebody to take an experimental shot, Melody, that's kind of outrageous, is it not?
Well, it is, and you know, I think it's important for those of you who, you know, people who do, they do need to ask and find out, you know, where they work and so forth. If your company is making you do that or something, you need to find out what's really important.
Well, I have a friend whose daughter is autistic, where she was, I guess, going to school where they forced her to take a vaccine. Now she's hemorrhaging and they can't get it stopped.
Hmm.
I have another friend whose mother took it, who had taken a certain medicine for years. She took the medicine and about died. She couldn't breathe. Now, these are real stories. I mean, these are people I know personally. So I'd be very leery, folks. I'd be very leery of these things. Go ahead, Melody.
Oh, what's next?
Okay. Now, this is... I guess it's not really humorous, but it makes a good point. Real Time with Bill Moyer cancels this week's show after HBO host tests positive for COVID-19. Now, this is the funny part. He was vaccinated. HBO has scrapped this week's episode of Real Time with Bill Moyer after the comedian tested positive for COVID-19. Moyer, who is vaccinated and anti-symptomatic, tested positive during the premium cable network's weekly PCR testing ahead of the show. It's a blow for the late-night show, which was set to entertain astrophysicist and Star Talk podcaster Neil deGrasse Tyson as a top-of-the-show interview guest, and World War Z author Max Brooks and hardcore history podcast Dan Carlin as panelists. The Friday, May 14th, taping of Real Time with Bill Moyer has been canceled. Bill tested positive during the weekly staff PCR testing for COVID. He is fully vaccinated, and as a result, is anti-symptomatic and feels fine. Real Time production has taken every precaution following COVID CDC guidelines. None of the staff, the crew members, have tested positive at this time. So, being vaccinated didn't stop him from testing positive. No way he has not. I don't know. But I thought that was supposed to take care of the situation, so you go without masks, you know, on the inside and everywhere else. That's what they're saying now. But boy, it didn't work too much too well for Moyer.
Well, no, I was always under the impression that after you got the vaccine, you're still able to get the virus.
Well, why would you take the vaccine then?
Because you don't die. You don't get it. That's the same thing what they tell you when you get the flu shot. Oh, you can take the flu shot, but you'll still get the flu. You just won't get it as bad.
Okay.
And it's the same thing that they're saying about this. You could do this, but you could still get it, but you just won't. It just won't be as bad.
Well, then,
and you won't die.
Been a question in my mind for a long time, too, then. If somebody had a vaccination and I didn't, and they wouldn't let me go to wherever because I wasn't vaccinated because I was around the people that were, if they're vaccinated, how can I make them sick? You know, I don't get it. I mean, how does that work? So, I don't know, folks. There's a lot of things here that just don't make a lot of sense.
Well, you can still get it. I'm not arguing your point. But, I mean, you can still get it whether you have the vaccine or not.
If you have
the vaccine, you can still get it. Just like the flu shot, you can still get it. And I agree with you. And, you know, what's really funny is, you know, if I'm around people where they've all gotten their vaccines, they're scared of me. And it's like, I don't get it.
I don't either. I don't get it. I'm more scared of them now. And, you know, I mean that seriously, because I have a guest on Monday night, Nick Stinson, who is an investigator. They actually can shed these vaccines. And this is a natural fact. So all I can say is we'll just have to wait and see what comes out of this. But the vaccines can cause a lot of people to get sick. As you said, they still may have the virus in them. So, we'll see. We'll see. But I'm looking forward to Monday's program to find all the details about that. And okay. This is, people are panic buying homes. Panic buying homes as prices skyrocket around the world. You know, that doesn't add up. When people are out of work and no money, so to speak. But they're panic buying homes. It wasn't long ago that real estate experts were bracing for the worst. The coronavirus pandemic had sent large parts of the world into lockdown, shuttering businesses, costing tens of millions of workers their jobs, and putting the housing market into a deep freeze. The number of people asking lenders for more time on their mortgage payments surged as the global recession hit. This time last year, we thought it was going to be 2008 all over again, said Kate Everett Allen, the head of international residential research at real estate consultancy Knight Frank. The fear was the house prices would collapse, as they reliably had done in the past economic downturns. See, that's another oxymoron. It's just not fit in the scenario. An increase in bankruptcies and unemployment would squeeze disposable incomes, make it difficult for highly indebted homeowners to keep up with their mortgages. Those fortunate enough to own second homes will be forced to sell to build up cash reserves, putting even more downward pressure on prices. Actually, none of that happened, said Everett Allen. Instead, those house prices soared even as the world suffered its worst slump since the Great Depression. From China and Peru, the same phenomenon has taken hold. Home prices are skyrocketing, and many buyers are panicking. That doesn't make any sense, does it?
No,
People have to work. I mean, how? That make any sense? But you might have an answer for that one.
Well, no, it's just a sign of the times. I mean, it's just, you know, people always want things they can't have. And that's a fact. And that's what everybody bets on. People want, that's a big sales technique for most people. People want what they, and it's not being nasty or anything. It's just human nature. So.
But, you know, this article says people were getting behind on mortgages. And we know a lot of them couldn't pay the rent, still aren't paying the rent. Where do they find the money to buy houses?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's another bubble. They're creating another bubble. And the thing of it is, I didn't have a chance to follow up on it, but I saw an advertisement for if you wanted your mortgage rewritten. And it said it was a new Biden program. Of course, this is the internet. You don't know what's true and what's not true. And I didn't have a chance to follow it up to see if there was something actually in the last stimulus bill. But it was to help you as long as you weren't behind on your payment in 6 months, there was a new Biden program to help you refi. So, again,
really?
It was an advertisement, but.
So okay.
Think about how many people get caught up in that.
There's a lot of things that right now, as we all know, are not making any sense. We know that. That's part of the reset also. Keep people off balance, confused. They don't know what to do. You've heard the Pavlov dog experiment, haven't you, Melody?
Yes.
Pavlov dog. Okay, well, that's what they're doing. People don't know whether to run or stand up and stand still. They don't know what to do. There's so much stuff going on both in all directions. And here's one that. It's too good to go. This is something that it's a new app for your phone. Now, folks, this is for real. A different kind of food service app is allowing loyal customers to pay cut rates in order to rescue restaurant food before it goes into the waste bin. I'm sure it's fine. It just seems kind of odd to me, but too good to go. Get it to go. Offers buyers a grab bag of nearly wasted, yet perfectly good food for takeaway as a method of cutting back on food waste and helping support the restaurant industry. As easy as throwing it away, the simplicity of Too Good To Go is the key to its success. Rather than other apps of a similar sort that allow customers to pick up and choose which items they want to save, Too Good To Go offers only bags of whatever food the restaurants have, truer to the spirit of the enterprise, one would think. The app was among several winners at the Fast Company's 2021 World Changing Ideas Award, who reports that 40% of the food in America is wasted. I guess you bid on a bag of food, doing what you're getting, but take it up and take it home, so it's not going to go to waste. That's different. It's a grab bag of food.
Well, I've shared on this program before, there was it was one of these food cookie networks a couple years ago where these chefs would have to make this gourmet dinner, and they couldn't spend any money. So all the food that they had to make this gourmet dinner, so they went to various restaurants. They went through the garbages, see what was thrown away for cans and so forth. And I can remember they went to this one farm. And I mean, there was just piles and piles of tomatoes just discarded because they weren't accepted by the grocery stores and so forth because they'd have a little bit of a bruise on it. It's not eye appealing to the people who go into the grocery stores. Nobody picks up a tomato that has a bruise on it. And so that's probably a lot of some of the food that they're talking about is there is so much waste.
There is
in this country.
There is.
And when did we become to the point where something tomato bruised is not good enough for us? I think it has a lot to do with the value of our money. Because, you know, the more expensive something becomes, yeah, we want it perfect, a little more perfect. We don't want to be spending the kind of money that we're spending on something that's bruised. I don't know, but we're a very wasteful nation.
Yes, we have been, and we all still are.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I have time for one more article here. Blame it on the chips. Used cars are supposed to go down in value. Last month, their value increased by more than 10%, something that never happened before. Supposedly because there's a shortage of new cars, because there's a shortage of semiconductor chips, the linchpin of all the electronics and new cars. But what if it isn't the chips, but the electronics that are causing people to shy away from new cars in favor of less electronic used ones? They have electronics too, of course, assuming they're newer than the 1970s, when cars began to transition from being mechanical things, with the only electronic thing, rather other than radio and ignition, being the lights. But not as much. So the beep and the flash and generally pester less. Their engines stay on at red lights and only shut off when you turn off the key, which you can get replaced at a hardware store for $5, rather than $150 at the dealer. You know that some of these new cars, they're computers. Now, they do things, heating steering wheels, backseat heat. They have their own ventilation in the backseat coming up through the seats. They got things that, and they have lift kits on them. You push a button, the car will raise up for bad roads. If you go through rough roads and lower back down to driving whatever best way to drive at a certain level. Yeah, those things are kind of scary, Melody. It's something. If one thing blows up, how do you fix it?
You get to take it to your local dealer, and they get to charge you much
$1,000.
Buckos. Hey, we're out of time. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us today. Thank you, Butch. Thank you, Todd. We'll be back on Monday. Maybe we'll make it Good News Only Monday. How about only good news on Monday?
Let's try that.
Do you think we could get enough good news to fill an hour?
Well, we can try.
We'll find out, so make sure you tune in. We'll be back then. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.